I'm getting old, like, and I'm trying to stay hip. Like, I'm trying to still stay like current with my dressing and still trying to do, you know, just young shit. But I have to realize, nigga, I'm getting older. My taste gotta. I can't keep eating chicken nuggets and ketchup. Like, that's what's going on.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stugs.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we.
You see how niggas mess up the intro every fucking week, bro.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. White people claps in a motherfucking building. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe. What else in detail would you like to tell the people to do, man?
Make sure y'all get in that comment section. Make sure you get in there and you get active. Go in there, give us some feedback. Let us know how you feel about the show. Let me do my motherfucking job on the mic. You stepping.
I'm sorry.
Make sure you share this shit with your grandma. You share this shit with your auntie, your uncles, whoever. Make sure you following us on all platforms. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. We are on YouTube. And we are still on TikTok while it's available. Make sure you are tapping in and just sharing our sharing, you know, what we got going on here. Turn me up, DJ.
Nice. That was nice. Claps up for that. Yes, claps up for that. So, speaking of that, TikTok is about to go away. Yay. Not really. That's kind of bad.
Are we happy about that?
No, we're not. I mean, it's probably going to be new, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about to be a dark day for crown TikTok.
I feel like TikTok should add porn. And they'll have me. I'm sorry. If they have porn, they will have me.
I don't think adding porn would.
Yeah.
Add
porn.
I think we got enough. Twitter does it. Twitter, we've talked about this. Twitter does enough.
Twitter, okay, so the thing is, I don't have a Twitter anymore. I deleted my Twitter. I was going to make a Twitter to look at porn and shit, but then it got creepy. I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm a creep.
I like being a little pervert sometimes, man. It gets the energy flowing, and I hate to say it like that. But, I mean, you are a little pervert. You're just, like, peeking in. You're like a nigga at the door. Mm-hmm. And you're just watching them, like, fuck. And it's like, we're cucks. We're cucks.
No,
yes,
we are.
Yeah,
I'm a voyeur. I'm into voyeurism and shit.
What's voyeurism?
More so, I like to watch. Or I like to either watch or be watched. No, it's a difference. Cuck is you coming in, you fucking my girl in front of me, and you like, yeah, nigga, this
is my
shit.
Who's to say that's not my girl?
That ain't my bitch. Not on that camera. Not right there. I like that. Motherfucking dog. So I was just thinking too a little bit. You know how you always try to open up the show, and you be like, "Yeah, we all that in a bag of chips."
Yeah.
Okay, so I was just thinking about that just now, and I was like, "In a lot of bag of chips, you got like 50% bag, or 50% chips, and then you got 50% bag, and that's where we at. We in that little space where it's a void of shit, like where it's like endless possibilities." All this extra shit.
Nothing but bullshit. We got like
empty space.
Yeah. It's just 50% air and then 50% just chips at the fucking bottom. We're like I want to say we're a big bag of chips.
I'm a big bag of Grippos.
Yeah. You're a big something.
Got a big
speaking of politics, you recently told me some shit, but I'll let you people let the people you tell the people what.
So Joe Biden is freeing the felons. Free the motherfucking felons.
Free the guys. Free the niggas.
Nah, Joe Biden gave his son a motherfucking pardon. Bitch, pardon these student loans. Fuck is you talking about?
No bullshit. I ain't gonna lie though. The nigga did right. If I'm my son in jail, let me teach him a lesson. Let him do some time.
Nigga, I ain't gonna lie. That's a great ass story. Nigga became president just to pardon his son.
Yeah.
Just to pardon his son.
What did he go in jail for? Do you know?
I think doing cocaine and some other shit, some misuse of information or something. I don't know, really.
You know what?
But he freed him.
You know, I always thought about that shit. Like, why is all the white president's kids just fucked?
Because it's too much access to power and this unchecked power. You see how Obama and them, they got in there. He was like, bro, don't embarrass me. The most embarrassing shit we got from the Obamas was Malia or whatever the fuck. fuck her name was, smoking a cigarette. That was the most embarrassing shit we got. And it was like, oh my God. But nigga, the Obamas had they had their shit together in that White House.
You know, sometimes every time I look at them and I think about like the, not Roman times or anything like that, but kind of like something like that. Like it's always like a king and then their kids are super just fucked.
Is this
like,
cause you just seen Gladiator?
It's not cause I seen Gladiators, but I'm glad that you said that, cause that's what I'm bringing to the motherfucking table, motherfuckers. I am proud to fucking say that the fucking movies are back. I went to go see two movies. Now, I'm not making a lot of fucking money, but the money was very good to me in these past 2 weeks. I seen it within a day, 4 days, man.
Oh, you got money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One $6, what, Tuesday, and then the rest of it. I don't know. I went into the movies high. I went to go see Gladiator 2. Mm-hmm. Best movie. Not the best movie, but it was... I'm glad to see that it was a packed theater. Mm-hmm. It was after the holidays. It was after that, like, Thanksgiving, you know, wave and shit like that. And just going in there and seeing that movie, seeing Denzel play a gay man for his, it was cool.
Was he sucking dick like they said he was?
You know, he wasn't sucking dick. Yeah, but okay. You know what? I would like to see that. Clickbait. No bullshit. He was a sassy ass gay nigga though.
he said he played his part.
He was messy as fuck. That nigga was messy as fuck. But other than that, the movie was great. I went to go see what else? I went to go see Wicked. I didn't really have high expectations for Wicked because I didn't want to go see it. Like it was something like my mom was all seeing it. She was like, and everybody, all the AKAs, the color scheme. They were like, oh, this.
They needed a win.
Yeah, I thought it was like one, the woman was a fucking member. But no.
Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah, I thought she was a member, but that's why I thought they were going so hard for it. But I guess because of the pink and green concept. That's cute for y'all. But yeah, that was a phenomenal fucking movie. That might be movie of the year. If anything else drops, that's movie of the fucking year.
I went to go see Wicked as well. Me and my girl, we went together to go see it. It was good as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. That movie, it had me wrapped up. I'm not a musical nigga. Like, I like musicals, but I like urban musicals for the most part. Or like, it gotta be like some hip shit. Pop or whatever, like Glee, but
I hate hip hop rendition.
No, not hip hop rendition. But what I'm saying is, it has to be like something catchy, like pop. It has to be something like I said with Glee. You know, they're using pop songs, like current pop songs, in their music and shit for the most
like
part.
Kids bop shit, like
no, not kids bop. But I just need some shit that's gonna be good, some like catchy. And I ain't gonna lie, Wicked was good as fuck. I've had like a song on my phone for like the longest. It's For Good, and it's from like the original Broadway musical. And I've always listened to it, but I ain't think the other songs was gonna, you know, be decent. But that was a good story. It wasn't too much singing, but it was good singing at the same time. Shout out to them for doing all them fucking stunts and shit and being able to perform at the same time. It was really beautiful.
I think it was wonderful. It was colorful, but it wasn't like. It wasn't cheesy. Nobody in that movie gave cheesy. Like, everybody played their role so effectively. I said it was fresh faces because we talked about it when I, you know, but to me it was a fresh face because I've never, I mean, besides Ariana Grande.
It was new to you.
But it was new to me. And Ariana Grande was not Ariana Grande to me. Yeah. Ariana Grande was, I forget the name.
Glinda,
yeah. But she changed it because it's not Glinda. Yeah. See?
No, but what's funny is there is like a whole market of men who have seen this movie now, or at least people who wasn't like psyched to see it at first, who now saw it and are invested in the storyline. Yeah. I need that motherfucking part two. Y'all need to hurry up and drop that shit as soon as possible. I'm trying to see For Good in person. Nigga, her singing that Defying Gravity, she was doing that shit. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to musicals. Shout out to black people for inspiring shit. I'm not gonna lie. Black people, we get into some shit. And I, you know, because she's ahead. Technically, she's not black. She's from the UK or something. She's
so
European.
She's one of those type of black.
Not one. She's British. She's like black, but with a apostrophe.
Okay, that's real.
But yeah, black-ish. But shout out to people who look like us again. And I think the story itself was very with the pink.
Actually, I'm going full fledged. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going full fledged.
I think the story itself was very good. It's all about coming in or being an outsider and being made to feel like an outsider, and then coming in and having to really make shit your own and being a villain because of that. And it showed you can't trust white men with power.
White men with power.
Yeah, The Wiz.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. My mom told me some hidden like things in that fucking movie, which I did not know about.
What you didn't know?
So remember the lion that she saved the lion and shit like that. That was, of course, that's, yeah. But I did not know the guy that they were like, kind of like the love interest. He's the fucking Scarecrow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. And then the fucking nigga that was with her sister is the Tin Man.
Yeah,
I didn't know that shit.
And he gets his heart broken.
Yeah, I was in that bitch like, yo.
It's a prequel.
Y'all niggas are all fucking ops. Like, y'all niggas is ops. Because the movie started off, I said, bro, no way these niggas is that happy to see
somebody
die. And
that's her sister up under the tree. I mean, up under the house.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, nigga. Dorothy came in that motherfucking house. That shit slammed on her sister. Them niggas said, hell yeah, the Wicked Witch is dead.
This
them niggas celebrated.
Life is a fucking lie. Like, you coming into to the real world, you just be like, I thought this whole time, I mean, whoever wrote the book, phenomenal. Claps up for the fucking whatever. But
I got the book. I'm actually listening to it right now.
This shit, you would never think this beautiful, vibrant place has the most fucked up shit going on in that shit.
The author's name is Gregory Maguire, but also there's a bunch of stories that expand on the lore of Oz and stuff. I told you I was reading the Dorothy Must Die series, and that shit is dark, nigga. Them niggas is killing people. Dorothy evil as fuck. And it, like, the that series actually looks like a great ass follow up to what we've been finding out through the Wicked series. And so that Oz, I ain't gonna lie, shit like that has always been fascinating to me. Because it's like, nigga, y'all really out there doing shit.
Do you think, like, Dorothy, like, now I'm just thinking, like, what type of person were you? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not giving the kid gimmick no more. Who are you?
So, and Dorothy Must Die, it's like, you find out that Dorothy basically came to Oz, you know, after she went back home. She was like, this shit kind of lame, this shit boring, I saw some real shit. She ends up learning how to do magic and shit, and so she gets real heavy into magic, and she gets corrupted by that shit and fucks Oz up and, like, ends up, like, turning people into slaves and everything. And, like,
damn.
Yeah, Dorothy is real corrupt in that series, so.
Damn, I might have to tap into that. Damn, you would always think that this sweet little girl that just wanted to go the fuck home, click her little ruby slippers.
The lion is a motherfucking killer. The scarecrow is a mad scientist. The fucking X-Men, the Tin Man is a fucking killer. Like, them niggas is on some shit. I ain't gonna
lie. You
think
people would be, like, sick to twist, like, a beautiful thing like that, though?
No, I think there are twisted ways to twist a story. There are, you know, sex parodies of The Wizard of Oz and shit. So I feel like there are dark sides to everything. So, like, even with Harry Potter, you notice in the beginning it's very bright, and then it gets very dark toward the end of the series. Because there are dark sides to everything. And I think even with, like, look at superheroes and shit, like, superhero stories, we always look at it and we, like, oh, it's real cute. These niggas throwing buses and shit across the town. You don't think that bus fell down and killed somebody else's family over there or anything. And so some stories expand on that. And that, I feel like expanding on shit like that is very, I like that. Like, if somebody did a fucking insurance show about covering motherfuckers with superhero complaints and shit, like, you've never seen that where it's like people will say, like, all right, Yo, I'm sorry, your current state auto or whatever the fuck it is, State Farm Insurance doesn't cover the Hulk package, where it's like, if Hulk causes damage to your shit, it only covers damage for these heroes. And so, like, shit like that, like, if being able to expand on those parts of the story, because it's expanding, that's all it is.
Yeah.
There's a market for everything.
I ain't gonna lie, it's been phenomenal, and I think it might be a trend, though. It's gonna be a trend. After this, if the second part does really fucking well, it's about to be a trend of movies. Like, I feel like it's gonna have that.
Oh, like the Broadway movies.
Yeah,
but I'm that wouldn't be bad. I'm not gonna lie. I think some Broadway movies would be good.
It would. It honestly, it'd give a lot of people some opportunities. Yeah. You know, in the Broadway space, because I feel like that space is so not appreciated by the public,
the masses.
By the public. So it's just like when we got a taste of that, it was like, oh shit, you just invited so many new fans, so many, even a child, just to look at that shit like, bro, this is my shit now. Like,
that shit was definitely beautiful. I fuck with that.
My mom said, did it change my top three? Well, it's a part of my top three now, but Grease is always going to be my favorite musical.
Oh.
Grease, and then it's going to be fucking Little Shop of Horrors, then it's Wicked now.
Yeah. I think for me, and I have not seen, like, a lot of music. I have, but I haven't, but...
what you about to say, sing?
No, Motown is my favorite.
I've never seen Motown.
Really? Motown was really good. I fucked with Motown. And I think, again, Motown, because I knew a lot of the music, it helped me with the story a lot. And it was like, nigga, I was in that shit singing. I was really interested and invested in Motown.
Yeah. I was invested in Rent, too. That was my shit. But nonetheless, what are you bringing to the table, sir?
What are you bringing? Well, so I was having a conversation with one of my female friends not too long ago, and she somehow ended up bringing up something like, you fucking a nigga and he can't even, you know what friend I'm talking about that voice. She's like, you fucking a nigga and your phone off. And I'm like, Tequila, that's not that nigga responsibility to pay her phone bill just because he fucking her.
That's true.
It made me think, like, women always want a nigga to pay for pussy until it's their son or until it's their brother or somebody they know. I feel like people got to realize you get a nut off. Like, it's a fair exchange. Fucking is a fair exchange. And sometimes I feel like you might get more than what I got from fucking.
Yeah.
Like, just because I'm a nigga, I got a dick, don't mean that. Just because I got to get my nut off don't mean that, you know, I'm fully satisfied or that I'm just... Now I owe you money for the pussy.
I think, yeah, and then just to add on what you're saying, I think it's necessarily one of those things where it's when we talk about responsibilities, my responsibility if we're fucking is to make you feel good and as far as pleasure. Mm-hmm. My responsibilities is not your rent. My responsibilities is not paying your phone bill. My responsibilities is not electric. All of these things are not my fucking responsibility. And we need to stop putting pleasure into a monetary space just because we've seen the OnlyFans. We've seen the fucking... that we've seen? I mean, prostitution has always been there, but definitely. Escorts and all these things. And as we get older, all we need IG to monetize models IG shit. Models, and we gotta monetize these moments because, oh, you made me feel good. Oh, you're responsible for my well being and care. But also on the guys, stop selling dreams.
Yeah,
stop saying you're not.
Stop paying for pussy because when you pay for pussy, you require other niggas to start having to pay for pussy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, they paying for pussy over here, so I'm going to stay over here then.
It's just like, why don't we want to work for things? That's the thing of it all. It's like, why do we have to, like,
Everybody want a shortcut.
That, too, but it's also like, oh, you need a man that's always going to take care. Like, I can still take care of you, but you have to have some sense of independence. And I think that's what we all are, like, we're leaning on each other's shoulders because we don't have really no sense of independence with each other. Honestly, it's always you pay for this. Oh, no, I should pay for this. We taking care of each other. That should be the art of anything that we do. We're taking care of each other. We're making sure we're good emotionally, financially, and that should be that simple. We were talking about a lot of shit. It was my Founders Day passed, and I was in the club, because we're all fam, literally, in that instance, and. I never felt so old. I'm very young. I'm 26 years old, about to be 27. So I'm closing my 20s. And a lot, you know, you never realize a lot has changed until you watch it change right in front of you. As in, like, you know, when you first cross, a spring chicken, whatever the saying is. And then you just, like... I don't know. It's just like niggas make new shit. And then you know the memes that be like, oh, me trying to teach my old head, I've become that meme because.
You unk now?
Yeah, I'm really unk. Like, I literally stood to the side and I was like, yeah, this, I can't do none of this. But I can't.
What was niggas doing?
It was just, I'm not a nigga with a lot of rhythm. So I'm not gonna these require a lot of this and
you
and
said
all
these
this.
Niggas was dancers.
These niggas did double flips in the air and only took one jump. And I and the shit.
What the fuck is this? Step no, up.
But seeing it, and I was like, I was saying to myself, I was like, bro, it was like, I'm getting old, like, and I'm trying to stay hip. Like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to still stay, like, current with my dressing and still trying to do, you know, just young shit. But I have to realize, nigga, I'm getting older. My taste got to – I can't keep eating chicken nuggets and ketchup. Like, that's what's going on.
Nigga. I was just – I'm looking down at my New Balances, and I tell you because in Cleveland, niggas was not wearing New Balances up until I got into high school. First time seeing niggas wear New Balances was in ninth grade. These motherfuckers on my feet, I see my grandpa in these motherfucking shoes when I look down. Because it's like, nigga, I'm looking, I'm like, what the fuck? I just feel old seeing these motherfuckers on my feet. I don't know if it's the jeans, too. I don't know. I don't know. Shit is just not how it used to be. I'm growing into that middle-aged fucking man or that older little mentor person who used to do a lot of shit for the community or whatever. And I'm like, nigga, I don't know. I'm like, when did I get here?
This shit sucks, bro. This little gray area of your 20s, this shit, I wouldn't wish this shit on nobody, man. I don't even got no kids. But people with kids starting to look like parents.
Yeah.
That's what made me. I ain't going to lie. I don't want to grow old with nobody. That shit look different. I ain't going to lie. That shit started to look. When you start morphing and you see people morphing real time, you're like, I got to do this forever? I wonder if people got like, is that enough, shallow enough to be like, I gotta do this shit forever? Like, I don't know. That's just me. But yeah, that was my thing. But for our safe space, as the tabloids would do, I'm gonna find a button for our safe space. I feel like we need a button for our safe space. But the tabloids, all this shit, I feel like a fucking thing. Let me get the fucking shit out.
Yeah, get
my ADHD that. Is kicking in. So for today's safe space, we're going to be talking about this Drake and Kendrick shit. More so on, I personally don't think Drake is wrong in the defamations and all of these things, but you know, some other people will feel else differently about it. You want to take it away, sir? Good sir, good folk.
I just saw.
Are
some
you
shit.
Here?
I didn't need right. to see. Sorry. yes, with this. Are we talking about the K-Dot situation and Drake?
Don't call him K-Dot. Cause you
why
just
can't
been,
I call him K-Dot?
You just been, you're a new Kendrick fan.
Why am I a new Kendrick fan?
You name, give me five Kendrick songs.
Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. Uh-huh. What the fuck is the other one?
What else?
Poetic Justice.
Right.
Damn. What else? Love. What the fuck? Nigga, we gonna be all right.
No, see, that's I know you don't even. Nigga, we gonna be all right is not even the title.
I know it's all right.
No,
it is.
I give you. Set five, but you set five mainstream ass songs.
It's not about ahead. It being mainstream.
I just set five
don't
songs,
matter.
So I'm gonna let you live. You set five songs, but go ahead. You're on K-Dot side because the culture is on K-Dot side, and everybody's
no,
so
listen.
Kendrick
so
out.
I'm gonna walk it down for you. So, and really, that's what Kendrick did. So, I'm not the biggest person into rap beefs and shit or whatever, but one thing I will say is, like, Drake is kind of tripping right now. He's kind of tripping, and I would say he's tripping because he's basically showing that everything Kendrick said about him was true. You trying to sue a nigga. Why are you trying to sue this man? Y'all having a rap beef, and I do feel like it's a disrespect to the culture to come in. You started some shit with a nigga. Y'all handled it the way y'all was supposed to handle it. Mm-hmm. Now you're trying to get authorities involved. That's what it feels like. And it's like you don't appreciate the culture enough, because if you did, you wouldn't have did that. And then I do think this is going to fuck things up, because then it's going to be like, moving forward from this, how are niggas supposed to rap beef? How are niggas supposed to have... And again, those... The same way wars is supposed to bring ingenuity to us as a society and stuff, rap beef does that for our culture. Niggas go at it with each other, and something good comes up out of that.
What rap beef has come out good?
I said something good comes up out of
what,
that.
What?
First off, we got 50 Cent to stop fucking rapping, right? Him and Kanye went at it. Did they not? Him and Kanye.
That wasn't real beef. That's how I know you don't.
Hold on, how was that not real beef?
Because that wasn't real beef. That was just a friendly competition.
Yes, but did he still not stop?
That's not beef, nigga. Beef is, I don't like you.
I'm using that as an example. That is still them niggas said. He said I sell more fucking albums than you, and he said no, nigga.
Because they were all dropping on the same day.
Yes, and so they had a friendly competition, and that nigga said you won't sell no more music after this, right? That's the agreement. The nigga ain't sell no more music out there, for real, has he?
Nothing. No, right. Nobody does. Right. So what does that do for the culture?
And so, for our culture, that gave us motherfucking Power. That gave us all the motherfucking 50 Cent movies. That shit did something for our culture. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. 50 Cent losing that shit did something pivotal for us as a culture.
Okay, what did Tupac and Biggie do?
I'm not sure because I wasn't really... They got each other killed and then created a lot of... you know, a lot of motherfuckers stands from that. And a lot of people was like, yeah, they're the biggest artists of our generation, this and that. Even though Biggie was rapping about some crazy ass shit.
All right. So what did, it was a lot.
Nas and what you call it? What was his name?
Yeah, Nas and Jay-Z. How did that,
That gives you niggas who I want to call them historians, like rap historians, niggas who look into that shit, who piece that shit apart, and then niggas who apply that shit to current things or like new music and stuff. That gave niggas a lot of shit to go off of. So yeah,
I think this culture of beef, I think that was a perfect way to handle it. Because a lot of the times, even with the Ja Rule and 50 Cent beef, like a lot of those situations, niggas do, the loser ends up broke or loses their notoriety in some way without getting some compensation. So yeah, you necessarily, good sir, let me get one of those. You necessarily, good sir, made some good money off of my shit. Yeah, let me take some of that. Let me have some of that.
We both made money. You made more money. I did make more money because I came out swinging a little bit harder. It's the same way with the fight. It's like a boxer trying to sue after a fight.
No, nigga, that's different.
You came into the ring. You stepped your ass into this ring of fire. You knew what the fuck was going on. One of us was going to get burnt at the end of this. And now that it's you, like, what was you going to do if you won? If everybody was like, oh, Drake really won that. Drake came out on top of that, this and that. If niggas was laughing at Kendrick, you wouldn't have felt like suing. So, like, you suing is some hoe ass shit. It's your revenge. And it's like a nigga who lost the fight and decided to either call the police or bring a gun to a fight. It's like, you're the nigga who lost the fight. You started the fight, lost the fight, then you pull the gun out at the end of it.
So do you think that it will end Drake's reign?
I do. I think niggas need to look at this and really evaluate who Drake is. And really, because I seen somebody else posted some dumbass shit on Facebook talking about Kendrick making protest music and shit. And it's like, I get Kendrick don't be making little bops and shit for motherfuckers to dance to in their room or whatever. But Kendrick, the way Drake came in and again tried to take over the culture and make it his own and claim that it was his own while also stealing from smaller artists, stealing their craft and stealing their style, their rhythm and flow, and then benefiting from that and letting them fucking white people benefit from that, that was the problem. And we see him do that, and Kendrick pointed that shit out. And once again, he's standing on it. He's showing you that, yeah, I'm exactly who Kendrick said I was, and I'm about to take everything I can before I get up out of here. And again, how is this going to shift our culture of rap now?
What do you mean by that?
If niggas start suing people at the end of rap beefs and stuff, that's going to stop niggas from wanting to participate in rap beefs, right?
That's good. I like that, though.
No.
I like that, though. It's necessary, though.
So then you won't get certain albums. You won't get certain things from niggas no more. You won't get certain, again.
I get that. Like, in the instance you do, it does make sense of, like, you won't get, because this is a moment. This is a moment that created
look at
from
what,
that.
Look at literally how invested everybody is as a society, everybody. Mm-hmm. Nigga, motherfuckers was playing not like us, and don't, like, you don't even got to understand the beef to play the shit. You just know that nigga not like us, and for a reason. And so that's what came out of this. Not only that, but look at where Kendrick has now been elevated to, because again, I came out on top, nigga. You took the first swing, and I followed back up, and my shit was just a little bit tougher. That's it.
I don't know. I think with this, I think it was the appropriate way to handle it. Like, I'd rather not nobody die. I hope,
but because that shouldn't have been a that. I would say too that that shouldn't even been a possibility. Why is somebody dying? And we're nigga, we are making money off this shit. We both talking shit about each other, but we're making money off this
cause,
shit.
Because people don't know. They probably know. And honestly, in this whole scheme of shit, this was probably like, hey, my nigga, you beef with me. Mm-hmm. We're going to make a lot of fucking money out of this whole situation. Mm-hmm. Let's hypothetically say that happened, right? All right. But it's for the common folk like us that don't really know because we were fed off the internet, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people. So people don't know the difference. A lot of people don't know the difference. So they go to extremists, and we have extremists. It's like somebody assassinating JFK or some shit like that if they was on social media posts or some shit like that. And that's the same thing, and not God forbid anything happened. But I don't want you to, like with Kendrick going on to tour and mm-hmm. then one of his stops is in Canada. Yeah. Now, people that have nothing to do with the beef, now I'm involved. I feel like you disrespecting my country, my whatever, this and this and that. I want to hurt you. I want to do, like, they smacked the shit out of Rick Ross. They smacked him.
They did. He should have been on his P's and Q's. He should have had his head on a motherfucking swivel. You got to know certain shit, nigga. You a celebrity. And certain things, I will say, you got to know your place in certain shit. Again, you, outside of all that, you as an artist, you know that's not real beef. Or even if it is, I make too much motherfucking money to be fighting you. What I look like actually fighting you for or getting into some shit? I did see somebody... I don't want to say he was on Drake's team, but he claimed to be like one of Drake's on Drake's team, and he was like, "Yeah, I want to see Kendrick come to the Toronto concert with no security. Why the fuck would I do that with no security entourage or whatever, no security presence? Why the fuck would I do that, nigga? I'm a celebrity. I'm a A-list celebrity at that, nigga. I'm at the height of my motherfucking career right now. You think I'm about to come in this bitch to prove something to you, nigga? I came from nothing, and you think I'm gonna come in here and try to fight with you or do put me in a position where I could lose my life just to say, oh, I'm tougher than you Canada ass niggas?"
So that's my thing. It's like when we say that, like, oh, don't bring security, I can see if the nigga wasn't pushing positivity.
Yes.
The nigga is always talking about community, what we should do, how I'm trying to right my wrongs. The nigga never said, I'm gonna kill you, I'm do this, I'm never doing that. So I can see that if he was talking like cash shit, like, I don't need all that.
Again, that's the way a suburban nigga is going to react, because that's the way he think he has to. I got it. And I'm not saying Drake, I'm saying his team at this point, because, again, I think that's how I'm supposed to act. I think that that's how people expect me to respond. So I'm going to, oh, yeah, we go be on this and that. And it's like, again, you a grown-ass man. What the fuck you look like fighting another grown-ass man because he says some shit? Don't get me wrong. Motherfucker call you pedophile, some other shit that is. You can get annoyed or whatever. But it ain't no reason why you can't call that nigga up and say, hey, let's have a little boxing match. Like a friendly boxing
niggas
match.
Niggas don't want to fight for
real. And niggas don't. And so you, and my nigga, you got all that plastic surgery. You don't want to fight no nigga. You don't want to fight no nigga from where you from, Compton. I just got my nose done,
nigga.
Yeah, that nigga ain't trying to fight. And you, so you got to know your lane, and you got to stop letting niggas speak up for you as well. Because that is a problem. Niggas will get you into some shit. Now you are into some shit because you got niggas speaking up for you. And again, you not a fighter. You not going to get out there and fight. So say that. Say, hey, like, this shit went too far. We don't need to do all that. But and that's what you're doing by suing as well. Which is lame as fuck.
So what is the safe part of this? Like, so what can we make okay for all of this to, like, you know, I guess to make for Drake to be like, all right, well, this makes sense for you to, you know.
So I would say this. Y'all both really, regardless of what Kendrick is saying about you right now, you still had, like, I feel like you could have shaped your own narrative. Mm-hmm. You still could have shaped your own narrative. You both brought something really great at one time to the culture. Again, like niggas said, y'all gave niggas a good show, good entertainment, some good bars throughout this thing. Drake, you lost. You was like, nigga, you feel on the floor during this fight. I'm sorry. And so that's just it. But like the suing stuff, it's a disrespect as men, I feel like, and it's a disrespect to the art that's taking place, because it's like, I'm saying, even though this is how we know we handle things, or this is how things are handled, I'm saying fuck how we handle things. I'm taking it personal and I'm doing it my own way now. Mm-hmm. And then that again creates more shit for other people. Because yeah. now we're not leaving it at just a rap beef. And nothing that was said, again, nothing. Drake, nigga, you've been publicly on camera at a concert and the girl said she was 16, you still kissed her. Mm-hmm. You've done that. So again, there's not shit that you can really sue for and say like, oh, it was false or whatever. The nigga, it's words, my nigga. It's words.
But words have power. Yeah. Words have fucking power. But a lot of the times, I think with all in all, for my viewpoint of making a safe space for Drake, I think that now is the time for you to give to other artists. That's how you do it. Play the background. Build some other motherfuckers up. Have people glorify your name like on some Diddy shit.
Yep.
You know, on some shit like, oh, he, you know, changed my life. Even if you don't fuck shit.
Drake looked out for me.
Yeah, Drake looked out for us. You know, do that. I think that is right now, lay low.
What is sad, you don't have that going for you. You don't have niggas in your corner saying that Drake did this for me. You have niggas like, I don't know if it's Drake Mustard or the other nigga. The one nigga who did beats and shit for him.
Metro?
Yeah, like you disrespect the niggas who was doing shit for you at some point. Mm-hmm. And like, again, you overreacted. Mm-hmm. Check your feelings, bro. You're a grown man. Check your feelings. Not saying that we not entitled to act on our feelings sometimes, but check your feelings. And then understand that you swung first. You swung first. And so be a man about it. And drop the fucking lawsuit because it's lame. And just go on about your fucking day. I do think it's going to take years for him to recover from this. I don't think he's going to be able to come back out next month and be like, yeah, I'm dropping a tour date for this and that. I don't think so. I think that Drake is going to, because I think with all this shit, people are going to start seeing like, oh, and again, I listen to more Drake than I do Kendrick. I will say that. Because, again, Drake is vibey. So, it's like, the nigga has more things where it's like, okay, I can listen to this. Not saying Kendrick does not have good shit, but Kendrick is a different kind of rapper. Drake is not just a rapper. Drake is an entertainer. So, it's like,
I just don't want this moment to, like, confuse what we've gotten great. Like, all right, a person can be a fucked up individual. What we've seen with like situations like R. Kelly or situation like the person could be fucked up because we don't know these people once again. And it's to a point where it's like Drake has made many great moments for us, you know, far as music, far as like just trends and whatever the fuck, memes, all of that shit. He's actually shaped a lot of how certain sounds people start singing and vibing to certain shit.
Look though, not to cut you off, but he to did an cut extent, me off, but I'm sorry. Right. But to an extent though, we have to see that Drake is just like the Wizard of Oz, where it's like you do seem like this all powerful nigga. You seem like this nigga who really be helping niggas out, but behind the scenes you're fucking people up and you taking away the gifts that everybody has and you're using it for yourself. And so that is a problem and that do need to get called out. If that's the case, it's been confirmed, right, that he has a ghostwriter. Am I tripping?
Oh, that's been confirmed. Okay. Like, yeah. That's what any artist does.
And I get you have a team of people helping you put shit together. But again, depending on the circumstances, if this is not shit you're really putting together, if you're still pulling from other artists to make you the artist that you are, that is you're playing a game. And again, Kendrick has every right to call you out and say, hey, you're not really doing the shit the way that you say you are. And you're cheating and you're making it seem like you're putting in the same work that the rest of us are putting in and you're not. And you're fucking up our culture. Because look at what you're doing. Look at the way you responded with shit. You're fucking up our culture, my nigga.
I mean, like I said, we have great moments in the music culture. But I think it is a shift. I think it's going to be a lay low for Drake. But as far as is the...
You better get back into acting.
I don't even think that. I think that right now we're about to get out the club. I think we're about to get real creative. And what I mean by that, I think we're going to actually go back to the talent part. Of just everything. I think we're gonna go, like, we've been seeing certain artists like Dochi. Tyler just came out with his album, the Kendrick shit. Like, we're seeing people have moments of creativity and, you know, hinting at certain things. And this is not only, and I think that is going to put a lot of pressure on artists, because now I really have to come up with some schemes and some bars and some creativity when I'm coming to this music game now.
And I'm seeing motherfuckers, artists, talk about how, yeah, I'm not just grabbing a person because they're big right now or because they're making this sound. I'm grabbing people, or I'm adding, like, what's her name? Money Long. She put Glorilla on her album, but she was like, Glorilla, I didn't have nobody else on my album. I only chose Glorilla because I felt like this song was actually for Glorilla. This was something that complimented both of us and stuff. And so I do think, hopefully we get away from that, where niggas is just picking people because, oh, you hot right now. Because, again, everybody who's hot right now is not good.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we start picking quality over quantity and, you know, get back to the music. Like, get back to the real shit.
Just all in all, just wrapping this whole little just juncture up, honestly, it's like it goes to a point of I hate, you know, and I just hate that TikTok is being banned, but I have a love for it. And
add the porn.
Huh?
Add the porn.
No, not add the porn. But I do have a love for it because it's like, we have to get to a point. We're not important. Nobody's important. Just put it out there.
Oh, I thought you said in porn.
No, not. No. See, you horny. You're horny today. But nobody's important, and I think that's what we're putting at. Like, let's take away these statues of people. Let's take away this. Let's get back to the art. Let's get back to the right collaborations, the ones, the music that make you feel something, that make you want to do right, that make you want to love again, that make you just think again. So I do think that all of these moments in time will have a trickle effect for later. I think it's back to a pioneer stage of rap. We've been getting a lot of emo and a lot of this. I think it's right now we're at a pivotal point where we can elevate.
I would say what it was, I think 2016 put niggas in the chokehold, because I feel like since then niggas have been on that drill and like just straight what the fuck do they call that kind of rap?
Drug rap?
Trap. Like just trap and shit. And it's like, it's not bad, but it's like, we do need quality shit. That shit is cool for, like, you know, cool, I'm banging or whatever, but nigga, I need some shit that I can actually walk and think. And again, I can sit down to and make me think about shit. A lot of this shit, it's the music, the fucking bass is so high, I can't think. So I'm not really listening to lyrics and shit. I'm just hearing that shit go into one ear and not the other.
So that's wrapping up our safe space. It's about that time where we give you a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week, a.k.a. you're until next time?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Damn, I don't really got one. Honestly, yeah, I do got one. My positive message for the week is, it's very generic, but I guess I can say it. My positive message is just like, really, honestly, you live once. Make the most of it. Make your art. Make your do whatever you love to do. You don't have to marry an idea and say, all right, we're gonna be whatever. You don't have to be what, you know, you just like doing at in this moment. Life is about creating things. And I know that social media makes a lot of pressure about us being at these points and at these moments at base and time. Develop your art, develop your craft. We need a lot of painters out here. We need a lot of instead of rappers, we need a lot of composers, like people
who can mow lines and sweep and shit. We need fathers and shit.
We need all of, honestly, we really do need all of that, for the simple reason it's just like, everything doesn't have to be entertaining. Everything doesn't have to be fucking like, just, how do I want to put it? Like, it just doesn't have to be. It's famous plumbers. Larry the fucking cable guy, I really thought that nigga was out here fixing cable boxes. And he was a comedian, but I thought he was whatever. You can be famous in anything that you do. Like, just be famous. shit that you do. Make nigga a name.
Jeffrey Dahmer made a name for himself.
And he was eating niggas.
It's okay to be a regular nigga though. I do. I need people to stress that. I need to also. I need for us to really, I guess, find value and like show that there is value in being a regular person. People, we need fucking bills. We need drivers. We need fucking Chipotle workers and shit. And I'm not saying everybody needs to aspire to be a Chipotle worker, but you know, motherfucker, we need those people. And so, everybody cannot be Mr. Him. Everybody can't be Mr. That Nigga. Everybody can't be that bitch or whatever. We all gotta learn how to play our roles, and sometimes it's okay to be a regular ass nigga. What did I have to say? I feel like I had. Oh, just like again, walking back to Wicked, that woman was persecuted because her skin was green, though, since she was a black woman. But again, just. People found a reason not to fucking like her, and treated that woman bad and shit. And people go through that in the world. People are gonna find whatever fucking reason not to like you. And if you notice, if you peep, the moment Ariana Grande said, "Oh, that shit is cool," everybody else is like, "Oh, that shit cool." So just keep in mind, the world is full of weird ass motherfuckers, followers who don't. Got shit going on for theyself. Be your fucking self. That's the best thing that you can be. Once you die, nigga, you cannot be nobody else. Be your fucking self while you are here. Defy gravity, bitch.
Yeah, defy fucking gravity.
But yeah, with that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm motherfucking bitch.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See ya next week.
Yeah.